The Division of Agriculture at the University of Arkansas is hosting a special anniversary celebration of the Morrell Act, which created land-grant colleges across the country. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich takes us to the experimental farm at the Agricultural Research and Extension Center to talk with the director about the historic measure, as well as a spectrum of enabling legislation which later led to America's agriculture industrial revolution.
Vaughn Skinner points to a patch of heavy sorghum stalks bending in the wind this late warm autumn afternoon off busy Garland Avenue filled with university traffic. Vaughn Skinner's resident director of the Agricultural Research and Extension Center at the University of Arkansas.
We've had cotton plots and corn plots this past year. Back over here, closer to the south part of the experiment station, the plots we're looking at right here are biofuel plots. This is switchgrass.
Vaughn Skinner was born in Carlisle, Arkansas, where his family raised rice, soybeans, and timber. Professionally, he's dedicated more than 30 years to assisting students and professors conduct agricultural research. But this month, Skinner's been tasked with organizing a 150th anniversary celebration commemorating the creation of the state's land-grant university system under the Morrell Act of 1862, which also led to the founding of the flagship Agricultural Research Center. The act, signed into law by President Abraham Lincoln, provided federal lands to every state in the Union to build land-grant colleges.
A senator from Vermont, Senator Morrell, sponsored legislation that took federal property and that was sold in each state to fund agriculture and mechanic studies in that state.
The Arkansas General Assembly in 1868 voted to establish an Arkansas land-grant college, empowering a board of trustees to choose a site. Interested towns submitted competitive bids. Fayetteville, with a $30,000 bond in hand, as well as a women's seminary and a small college already in place, won in 1871. The Arkansas Industrial University was built on the old McElroy homestead. An old farmhouse renovated into a school opened its doors to 8 students a year later. Old Main was constructed by 1875, and in 1899, the college was renamed the University of Arkansas. Previous to the Morrell Act, higher education in America tended to concentrate on classical studies, the arts, language, literature, science, law, theology, architecture, and medicine, the exclusive province of the elite, mostly. But in Arkansas, in the late 19th century, more than 90% of residents were farm families, many involved in commercial agriculture. So through the passage of another piece of federal legislation, the Hatch Act, the University of Arkansas became the host institution for a brand new Arkansas Agricultural Experiment Station 125 years ago.
At first, there was research around campus, pretty much where the, as my understanding, where the library is now. They had wheat plots and those kind of things there. And then 1919, this property out here where the experiment station is now, the first section of that was bought, and over the next 25 years or so, parts of it were put together out of 5 parcels. And that's where we had, this part in here had apples and different row crops and animal science and those kind of things, and just an expansion of those kind of things. The Morrell Act itself, my understanding is, and why the we believe the United States did so well through the Industrial Revolution and in agriculture is because the study of those things is not done elsewhere in the world. Most things that were studied at that time were not as applied as that. So to be able to get folks to get information to the farmers and have folks study those kind of things helped tremendously for the prosperity that I believe that the United States has been able to enjoy.
And while this experimental farm we are standing on doesn't yield veggies and fruits to market, it does yield remarkable agricultural research.
Soybean research out here, high-yield soybean. I just talked to one of the graduate students that we have here, and he had a plot that cut 120 bushels an acre.
And we also have fruit crops here.
Yes, there's fruit crops here on the experiment station. We have blackberries and blueberries, and some of the crops were able to raise in the what look like greenhouses. They're called high tunnels. They don't have heat or light in them. It's used to trap the the latent heat in the sun to try to extend the season for certain crops so you can have fresh strawberries at Christmas.
The Hatch Act of 1887 championed scientific agricultural research early on, but the Smith-Lever Act of 1914, or the Agriculture Extension Act, established a cooperative agriculture extension system to extend useful and practical information to the American homemaker and farmer through the application of research.
Some of the experiment stations in the state, which I believe there's 10 or so, this one here in northwest Arkansas, and there's also one in the Batesville area, the Livestock and Forestry Research Station, where they work on cattle research and those kind of things. The stations were placed in the state to help that region of the state do research that's interesting to the farmers in that area, and that's the reason they were placed there. Another example would be the fruit station there at Clarksville. They have peaches and grapes and blackberries and those kind of items there, and they do very good research there. Dr. Clark is a person that does lots of good research there. Also, another experiment station that's close here would be Kibler at the Alma area. It's the vegetable research station, and the last several years they've been working with the edamame soybean. And if you've been to grocery store or to Sam's or someplace like that, the ones that you get now for the most part come from China, and they went through a harvest and they're learning things as they go. The drought this year was kind of difficult on things, but they've learned a lot from the process and look forward to the next year. Another experiment station in the state that I know well, it's been a while, but I used to work at the Rice Research and Extension Center, and they do rice and soybean and wheat and other research down there, and they're world famous at one time, and it maybe still be the case. It was one of the most visited experiment stations in the United States, so that's a very good station there. There's also a USDA research component to that there. So,
now, how do you go about getting the results of your research and experiments out to the farmers in the field so that they can adopt those best farming practices?
Yes, they are published or put in pamphlets or in journal articles. They also, the Cooperative Extension Service takes the information and applies that through demonstrations and meetings that they take the information of concern. For example, if there's a certain weed that's a concern to folks, you'll see people come to meetings saying, "How do we control this? This is causing us a problem," and they're able to take the information that the professor or the project leader and his students are working on, and then try to get that information through the Extension Service to the farmers.
We also have a Northeast Research and Extension Center in Blytheville, a Pine Tree Research Station in Colt, a research station at Roer in Desha County, and a Cotton Research Station in Marianna. The Arkansas Forest Resources Center resulted from passage 50 years ago of the federal McIntyre-Stennis Act that initiated support for forestry education and research. So who's paying for all this? Land-grant colleges are privy to federal grant funds. The appropriation varies from year to year and is determined for each state through a formula based on a census of small farmers. A major portion of the federal funds is matched by the state, and who benefits most are agriculture students.
It benefits the student body by, giving something to research on. It's something that they're interested in. They'll approach a professor that says that I have this project, or the student will come up with something in the category of their interest, and then they're able to get the classwork and the write a paper and defend a thesis or a dissertation to define a problem that they come up with a solution for, or at least work on that solution. So that's how students work out here. There's also hourly students. We have folks that we need other things taken care of out here on the experiment station, and those folks also help out here too. Just students are from either working on research or helping keeping the experiment station looking nice too. So,
a second Morrell Act passed in 1890 authorized direct appropriations to establish land-grant schools with the intent of extending access to higher education to African-American students. Money would not be distributed to states that barred admission based upon race. Under the Act, 16 Southern historically black colleges and universities were constructed. And everyone listening to this story is invited to bring their family to the University of Arkansas Farms to learn more about that and about all the other special history mentioned in this radio segment.
And that'll be on October the 20th, start at 9, and then we'll have tours that go out every once in a while into the field, and then there'll be things there at the Animal Science Arena inside and out for folks to look at, and we're hoping folks will come out, and we'll have wagon rides showing entomology or poultry science, animal science. We'll have some biofuel things, water use, horticulture, farm equipment technology, watershed research, and some other things out here that folks can take wagon rides around and look at. Then at noon, we'll have a program. Folks will talk a little bit about the, and have some slides about the Morrell Act and what we do out here, and then we'll have a free lunch.
The entire event is free, actually, courtesy your state land-grant college. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.